I look for rip-roaring stories first and foremost. I want heroes and villains, conflict and drama, plot twists and redemption. And frankly, I just haven't found a physics topic that captured my imagination enough to write a whole book about it. Until now. The Bastard Brigade is just the sort of physics adventure tale I always wanted to tell, about the epic quest to stop the Nazi atomic bomb. Science drives this story, no question, but the heart of it is the extraordinary men and women who took on this duty and who were willing to use any means necessary. Espionage, sabotage, subterfuge, even murder, to achieve it. No matter what type of story we're talking about, it's the characters that draw us in. And there are pirates and Nobel Prize winners here, heads of state and Hollywood starlets, people of great strength and people of contemptible weakness. Above all, they're human beings. People thrown into situations that reveal them at their best and worst. The Bastard Brigade is also something of a departure for me, a new challenge as a writer. In all my other books, I took one central topic, the periodic table, the human brain, etc., and spun out a few dozen tales. As a result, the chapters were largely independent and could stand alone, like a collection of short stories. This book is more unified, more of a novel, because while there are several threads to the plot, the book really tells one larger story overall, and the truth emerges only in the collective actions of the characters. And because the characters are central to this adventure, I thought it might help to include a list of them at the end of this note and also in the bonus PDF as a reference. I've tried not to spoil anything. If you need a reminder of who's who, you can always listen again or pause the audiobook and take a peek. Above all, I hope you enjoy the book. I love physics so much that I wanted to be careful about my first foray into it, and this story is absolutely worth the wait. SPK. Major characters. Mo Berg, an ex-Major League Baseball catcher turned atomic spy. Berg attended Princeton University and spoke, some people claimed, a dozen languages. An enigmatic man, he was once called the strangest fellow to ever play professional baseball, which is saying something. Samuel Houdschmidt, a Dutch-born American physicist with a cynical sense of humor. He peaked too early in his career and spent the rest of his life feeling like a scientific has-been. In addition to hunting down the Nazi atomic bomb, he spent his time in Europe searching for his parents, who'd been swept into a concentration camp. In many ways, the emotional core of this book. Werner Heisenberg, one of the most brilliant physicists in history and one of the most maddening, worked on uranium machines for the German atomic bomb project, which infuriated many of his dearest friends, including Samuel Houdschmidt, was the number one target of the Alsace mission. Frédéric Joliot-Curie, Nobel Prize-winning physicist and the husband of Irène Joliot-Curie. Although a pioneer in nuclear science, he bungled several major discoveries in the 1930s. Eventually became an underground resistance fighter in Paris during the war. Irène Joliot-Curie, Nobel Prize-winning physicist and wife of Frédéric Joliot-Curie. Also the daughter of the legendary Marie Curie, a brave and outspoken critic of the Nazis, although ill health limited her active resistance. Sometimes overshadowed by her more personable, more extroverted husband, but she was every bit his equal as a scientist. Joe Kennedy Jr., a Navy pilot and the older brother of future President John F. Kennedy. Joe spent most of the war trying to one-up his little brother, which led him to volunteer for several ridiculously dangerous missions, including one to wipe out a supposed atomic missile bunker on the northern coast of France. Colonel Boris Pasch, a hard-charging and somewhat reckless soldier who led the Alsace mission to capture members of the Nazi atomic bomb program, had Russian roots and fought in the White Army against the communists during the Russian Revolution. Minor characters.